You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
Welcome to Views from Stadium Boulevard. I'm Harley Johnson.
And I'm Hannah Harshey.
And we're back for another week of your favorite Michigan sports podcast. And from both of us at Views, we'd like to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
I would also like to interject that I don't know if we are your favorite Michigan sports podcast this week, because I think the Michigan sports are all in timeout right now.
Specifically the ones that we cover.
Yeah, that's true. There are other Michigan sports that
we
don't cover.
So it's going to be really interesting for the next however long this goes.
Yeah, we might regress a little. You might think that you're in a podcast from last year, because sometimes after a week like this, you just want Duncan and Mo back.
Don't give anything away here.
Okay, okay.
You got to keep, you know, some, like, surprise for the listeners out
That's
there.
True. And it is Valentine's Day, so like we said, happy Valentine's Day.
Why are you going to repeat it twice?
Because I just want everyone to know that we're having a Valentine's Day party right now. So if you don't have a Valentine, we're your Valentine.
And that's true.
If you're not listening to this on Valentine's Day, it's Valentine's Day now. And we love you.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. All right. But first off, unfortunately, or fortunately, we're going to recap the Michigan basketball games that occurred this past week. So first up, we have Wisconsin.
Yep. On Wisconsin.
No.
Yeah, we're on Wisconsin.
No.
I am on Wisconsin.
No, we beat them. Just be happy about that for a little bit. Harley's saying she's a Wisconsin fan now.
I am on Wisconsin. No, I'll explain later.
Okay, whatever. But that was a good game.
I wasn't a Wisconsin fan when we beat Wisconsin.
And it was a good win. It was beautiful. I mean, it wasn't beautiful.
I mean, eventually it was. I think in the second half, it definitely was a lot nicer to look at.
It was a close game and, like, a rewarding win. Like, it wasn't, like, a win where it's, like, well, we needed to beat them. It was a win where, like, I mean, obviously, you guys already know we lost to them before. They were our first loss of the season. So that was fun to come back and beat them and fun to watch.
Yep, they beat us by 10 at Wisconsin. We beat them by 9 at home.
So that's like one less point. If you're
one
like
less lonely point.
Whoa.
I wasn't able to go to the game, and I wasn't able to watch it in real time. So I just rewatched it on ESPN.
Can I add something?
Yeah, for sure.
When you were rewatching it later, she texted me and she's like, "You didn't tell me Charles Matthews was giggly." Because when Charles Matthews, I don't remember what he did, because he did a lot of things in that game.
In that game.
In that
what?
Charles Matthews was playing really well, but there was one moment after where he was like smiling like a shining star and the camera just like panned to him and he's like just grinning, and I like noticed that moment and I was gonna tell Harley about it, but I didn't want to spoil it for her. So then when she watched it later, she's like, you didn't tell me, and it was beautiful.
It's nice that we can share those moments together.
But anyway, go on with what you were saying.
What was I saying? Wisconsin, right. Charles Matthews kind of had the redemption game that we've kind of been waiting for him to
revenge
have.
Revenge tour, might you say?
No, it wasn't a revenge tour per se, because it was just like one game. If it was like a revenge tour, we'd have to like beat them again in the Big Ten tournament.
I mean, so just to say we won't, but knock on.
I mean, I guess now we got some, like, we got, like, a list, and we're checking it twice.
Ooh. That was fun and clever.
Thank you. I'd like to think so. But, yeah, it was nice to be at Chrysler this time, because we definitely take advantage of being at home.
Mm-hmm.
We play a... Do we play better? I don't really know. I think we thrive better.
I think those boys like being, like, in the spotlight. I think there are some players, like, Iggy... And, I mean, Mo is like this, where they kind of feed off of the negative energy and they want to prove everyone wrong. But I think most of our team plays well when the crowd's cheering for them and they're at home at Chrysler.
Yeah, so major key of success is to be at Chrysler.
Also, it was, like, social media night, so all the pictures on social media had weird emojis on their faces.
Emoji heads.
Yeah, that was odd.
It was really odd because I was, like, I like seeing their, like, pictures because they have, like... terrible faces. They're really funny. I like to laugh at them.
Also, like, TBT to that one night where all the pictures had a filter. Sorry, that's off topic.
There's been, like, multiple nights where that. Yeah, that's
off
topic.
We can do an entire segment about, like,
we can, like, analyze
Michigan basketball team
social media. Another day.
Probably will.
Whoa, and that was, like, mega, like...
That was kind of coordinated.
On
we
time.
Admire.
We really should. Do you want to start that one day?
Honestly, maybe.
Okay.
DM us if you know any choir guys.
Okay, do you want to like discuss?
I guess so. My personal favorite moment of the game was at the very end, with the little alley-oop from Jordan Poole passing to Isaiah with the dunky dunk, as Harley put it on our outline. That was just a fun moment, and Jordan Poole said after that he remembers how the Wisconsin game ended, which was in a similar way, except for Wisconsin won and had the ball. So that was a fun little, like, haha moment, which I was like... Also, Gus Johnson, who was the commentator for the game, kept referring to Charles Matthews as Charlie, which was just kind of, I can't even describe the way it made me feel, because I've always wanted to refer to Charles Matthews as Charlie, but I don't know if...
I don't want to ever, okay. But I don't want to be like, Charles.
That's the thing. Also,
we're back at this again. What do we call Charles Matthews?
Back to this. Okay, I have no more to say on that.
I think, and also another key to a successful game against Wisconsin was that Ethan Happ was on the bench for a while, so it was nice to like have that like out of the way and to just like vibe and thrive, you know.
Honestly, vibe and thrive is a way to describe it. It was a stressful game. I won't deny that, but
it was nice to like watch it knowing that we won.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I wasn't stressed watching it.
Yeah.
When I watched it at, like, 11 p.m.
So
I had lots of fun.
Charles Matthews Charlie scored 16 points in the second half. So he was just really vibing. And he's kind of been in a little bit of a slump lately. So it was nice for him to get out of that. And when he's not in that slump, he is such an important player for our team. And he's so much fun to watch. Such a little superstar. Sorry, I'm like sounding like a mom for some reason
in
this episode.
He's like a shining star.
When I talk about Charles Matthews. He's like a shining star. And like, I honestly need sunglasses to watch him.
Charles Matthews like thrives. He like smiles a lot.
Yeah.
And I think us as a fan base, or maybe it's just Hannah and I, we just, like, thrive off of that.
Honestly,
it's, like,
we
some
do.
Real, like, positive energy. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
But it, like, emits, like,
it's like sunshine.
Sun.
Okay,
yeah.
This is, do you think people are going to think this is creepy? I mean this in the least creepy way possible, but Charles Matthews emits sunshine when he smiles.
I don't think that's weird. I mean, maybe it is, because it's, like, us too. Maybe we should, like, pull the crowd. if you're listening and agree with their statement, please like tell us so but you can like validate us.
Don't look at his smiles like when he's posing for a photo. No,
yeah, you gotta watch like in game.
Yeah, when he like makes a really good shot and he's like, you can't see me right now.
I was like,
you can't
see.
Anywho. But players who weren't necessarily vibing and thriving, like our boy Charles, Iggy was 1 for 9 on field goals.
My.
And did not make a single three-pointer.
That's nice.
Jordan Poole was 4 for 11 on field goals and 2 for 6 on three-pointers. So those are just two players who, if they could – if all three of those players, Iggy, Jordan Poole, and Charles Matthews, could come to life in one game and, like, emit sunshine
and
together. In Noodle John. In John Teske.
I can't believe I just said that.
Oh, man. And John Teske.
Well, John Teske.
I mean, and Xavier. Like, we just have so many players who usually they don't all come to life at once.
No. But could you imagine? It'd probably be like, there would be so much sunshine.
I would be like
the Sweet 16 game against Texas A&M last year.
To protect me from these
would
rumors.
Everyone was just vibing and thriving last
yes,
year.
Yes, that game imagine? Exactly.
Oh, it was beautiful. I'm waiting for that moment. Hopefully it comes in March.
Yes. Hopefully it comes multiple times throughout March instead of just once.
Yeah, that was so stressful. Anyway.
We
can talk at length about – should we do like a Throwback Thursday one day and just
yes.
like talk at length? Okay, yeah.
I think that's what you and I personally do every time we talk. We just pretend it's last year. But, yeah, we can definitely do that.
Yeah, okay.
Is it this moment?
It's this – do you want me to like set it?
Not yet. I'm just going to like preface it. So, obviously, we had a really, really – ugly loss to Penn State last week, and Harley refuses to talk about it. She's also being like a brat and like deleting Michigan off of her ESPN and Bleacher Report and everything, and saying that she's a Wisconsin fan now. So she refuses to talk about this, and she wanted us just not talk about it on the pod, but I got you guys. So if you were here to, for some reason, relive the loss.
You can hit start and just, like,
wait. Are you literally walking away?
Yes.
She's leaving me. So I'm putting on a shot clock because I'm only allowed to talk. Are you seriously just walking out of the room?
Yep. And you can wave to let me back in.
I can't believe you would do this to me.
Come on.
Okay, bye.
Just pretend I'm, like, looming.
Okay, I'll just pretend she's here and then I'm just stealing the show. Okay, she's watching me through a window, you guys. This is so creepy. I don't know if she can hear me right now, but Harley, when you hear this later, you're a brat. Okay, so I'm starting the shot clock. I have a minute, 30 seconds. If you want to listen to an actual recap of this, check out the Maize and Brew website because we had a recap specifically, not us, but other people on Maize and Brew had a recap specifically of this game. I'm talking really fast. Like, I'm the people at the end of the commercials who just talk really fast. First off, I would just like to say that this is the first time I've cried real tears after watching a Michigan sporting event in, like, I think since the Ohio State game in 2017. Anyway, so nobody was really at that game except for apparently a bus of like 400 Eli Brooks fans, which he's from Pennsylvania, I guess. So, okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this in a minute. Anyway, the Penn State is the worst team in the Big Ten. So we went into this game assuming it would be an easy road win, or not an easy road win because it's the Big Ten, but we went into it, you know, we were supposed to win. I was excited for this game. I was getting emotional before the game. I was like, we need to appreciate basketball when we have it because this is a beautiful sport and I love this team and I love watching them. And I made myself a hot chocolate and I sat down to watch it. I'm not talking about the game at all. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the first half, we had a huge deficit. It was messy. It was ugly. This is so dramatic. It was not fun. I was like, what is happening? I think at this point, Harley started watching the Duke game, and I was like, you're a traitor. Right before the half, John Beilein was talking to the refs about a missed call that he was really upset about, reasonably so, because the refs were trash, and also we were trash, so it was kind of like a joint effort to make sure Michigan loses. So John Beilein was talking to the refs. John Beilein, at the half, gets ejected. Okay, I'm just going to pretend this isn't happening. Okay, so just let me go on a little bit more. John Beilein at the half gets ejected. At this point, I call Harley. I'm like nearly in tears. I'm like, they said John Beilein got ejected and I don't know what's happening. I don't know if this is real. And she's like, but John Beilein hasn't been ejected from a game in like a million years. Like, this just does not happen. He doesn't get technicals ever. He's such a calm, composed guy. Harley's giving me such an evil look right now. I'm so scared. Anyway, you know who John Beilein is. He has a good reputation. There are other players or other coaches in the Big Ten, like maybe Tom Izzo, who should probably get ejected. But John Beilein's chill. So John Beilein's gone. I feel like I'm in an alternate universe. I took a shower at halftime and told myself that everything's going to be okay and that Michigan basketball is not my life. She's plugging her ears. I think she can hear me. So I don't remember how big the deficit was at the half, but it was pretty big. Harley's like, we're never going to come back for this. We don't cut deficits. I get out of the shower. The game has been going for a little bit. We've cut the deficit to 4 points. And Charles Matthews is like a shining star once again. Xavier keeps trying to shoot threes. I don't know why he keeps trying to do that. Maybe because he did it once against Northwestern and he was like really vibing. So now he thinks he can do that forevermore. We cut the deficit to four. Then we vibe the deficit back. A lot of foul trouble. The refs are like wanting us to lose. We're also apparently wanting us to lose. The deficit is huge. Then we cut the deficit back to four, and then the game goes on for like 200 years. Anyway, my final analysis is we did lose by quite a bit, but Penn State is actually kind of good. So like they get a lot of credit for this. They probably aren't as bad as people make them sound. And I don't know how much this will hurt us when it comes to the NCAA tournament. I mean, obviously our depth is going to hurt us and our foul trouble, if we continue to get into that, is going to hurt us. But I'm so scared. Okay, that's enough. But yeah, we're going to stop talking about it again. So pretend this never happened. Okay, you can come back in. Sorry, I couldn't stop. I went on a rant.
I like explored your base and like found like a locker room.
Yeah, did you find our egg and bacon costumes?
No.
They're in there.
I didn't like venture further.
Oh.
Well, so like vibed back.
That was the laundry room.
The like locker room?
Yeah.
Is a laundry room?
Wait, did you not see the laundry?
No, I just saw a locker room and I was like, is this where like people work out? Anyway.
No, okay.
So, I'm back, everybody.
Harley's back.
Oh, sorry. Cute.
We're having cherry mochas. I don't know if I mentioned this, but
what is your like thought on them?
They taste like Valentine's Day, and I don't think I would ever have them when it's not Valentine's Day, but like it is, so yeah.
It tastes bad.
Also, this ad kept coming up on my Twitter that was like, roses are red, violets are blue, cherry mochas.
So
like,
lame.
Something like that. So but it rhymed. It rhymed.
Whoever's on the marketing team, anyway. What are we doing now? I was missing for like
over a sorry. Minutes. I thought I could do it in a minute 30 seconds, but I guess
you were like,
I was like,
I was like, is anyone going to be able to like decipher what you're saying?
I was talking so fast.
You were.
Busta Rhymes. Like
DBT.
Okay, so we're gonna preview next week in Michigan basketball. Are you okay with accepting that they exist?
Sort of. I mean, I had to like search them up because I have no idea what they're doing now because yeah
I was like doing like looking up the stats and stuff to talk about on this podcast, and Harley's like, I can't do that because Michigan basketball is blocked on everything on my phone.
It's real though. Real talk.
Yeah, traitor. So we play Maryland.
Person with a one conference win. Anyway, what? Maryland?
We play Maryland on Saturday.
Correct.
Do you want to say anything about that?
They
beat Purdue right before we played.
Yeah, they did. Maryland's 24, I
believe. Purdue, your new favorite team.
But Purdue is like one of the teams I have decided to watch now. Yeah, Maryland's on a two-game winning streak. In the last five games, they've lost to Wisconsin and Illinois. I think we're honestly pretty, like, even Stevens as squads. So,
aw, Steven.
And what? Okay.
I have a cousin named Steven.
Shout out to Steven.
He goes by Stevie, though. Shout out Stevie, honestly. Honestly, shout out Lizzie, Katie, Kevin, Steven. Shout out the whole squad. But they're all siblings. They're all my cousins.
I don't even know how to like recover from that. But yeah, shout out to Hannah's cousins. So ESPN predictor has Michigan winning, which is like
good.
Thanks.
Shout out ESPN predictor.
Well, that is never mind. I'm not gonna say anything. Yeah, we're at home, so hopefully all goes well. But honestly, I don't know anymore. Do you know anymore?
I don't know a ton about Maryland. I know that a terrapin is a type of turtle.
Yeah, correct. They have this like statue of a turtle, and you're supposed to like rub the nose for like good luck.
Oh yeah, remember?
I like toured Maryland.
I'm 40 rants on this episode.
Subpar campus. So if you remember last year, I think that was the last time we played Maryland.
It
was,
is it?
I think so. We haven't played them yet.
interesting.
And I don't think we played them in the tournament, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't think we have. Anyways, I think the last game that we played against Maryland, it came down to, it was at home as well,
mm-hmm.
came down to Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman's free throw. Mar. Yeah, that's what got us the dub last time. So
that's just
hopefully
another...
it doesn't come down to the wire again.
Yeah, I really hope it doesn't.
Or else they're going to continue to be blocked on my phone.
This is like another important game. Honestly, we only have 6 more games, so every game from here on out is incredibly important.
GBH.
And it's a difficult game too. It's not a game we're just going to throw away and. Yeah,
we already had our throwaway game, TBH. So
and we TBH blew it.
Hence the throwaway. What?
Oh, I thought
yeah, a game that we would just throw away and be like, well, I guess we're trash today.
No, I thought you meant throwaway, like, oh, we got this. Don't worry about it.
Well, we wrote it off as a, we got this, exactly. And then Penn State was like, you know what I'm gonna do? Throw you away. Whoa, into the dumpster.
Okay. After that, we are playing Minnesota.
Yeah, so we play Maryland on Saturday. Minnesota's not until Thursday, I believe. Yes, so a little bit of a break. We'll see how that
pans out.
It usually goes bad if we have, like, breaks in between that are significant. But
that is a good point.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah, so... They're going to be traveling to Minnesota. Minnesota is currently on a 4-game losing streak. I don't know if they play anytime this weekend. Props. It was pretty close last time. We went to that, right? I think we went to that game. Is it home?
Did we go to that?
I went to Minnesota.
Maybe we did.
Was it the one where we were zoned out the whole time? I feel like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think that was Minnesota.
And, like, yeah, we, like, vibed for a while, and then it came down to Charles Matthews' buzzer beater.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was a horrible day.
What a trip.
Mostly just because it was cold out.
Oh, was that the one where we were, like, sliding all over the place?
Uh-huh, I think so.
That feels like 10 years ago.
I was going to say, I feel like it's been 10 years since I've gone to a basketball game.
Yeah, okay. So it's another road game, and TBH, we're pretty bad on the road now. We haven't won since our Rutgers, but I guess that's, like, not significant because it's only 2 games.
Michigan football and basketball love to lose on the road. It's, like, their thing.
Just love to lose?
No, we don't like to lose at home. We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't like to lose at home. We like to win at home, but then be a disappointment other places. But I guess today is Valentine's Day, so I guess I still kind of love you.
I'm not going to ghost them on Valentine's Day.
But yeah, TBH, if Minnesota gets rolling early, we could be slow to recover. But, like, as the last 2 games have demonstrated where we have, like, been slow to recover, we don't win, i.e. Iowa and Penn State. So I guess we'll find out what happens. Hopefully break serves you well. Get some sleep. Get some rest.
Do your homework.
Yeah, go to class.
Maybe have
do
some...
Do, like, normal stuff.
Have some emergency so you don't get sick.
Don't drink cherry mochas.
No. I mean, unless you're into those.
No, they're kind of gross.
Another preview of Michigan basketball is that the Michigan State game, which is... We'll have another podcast before that because that's on... Monday, I think, mm-hmm. a week from Monday. But they just previewed these throwback jerseys that they're going to be wearing.
Oh, yeah.
They're to sweet. Honor the 1989 championship game. They are so cool.
So cool.
I love them. Oh, my gosh. I kept staring at them. They're so cool.
They're so sweet. Yeah. So we'll find out in these next 2 games. If they get the dub, I'll add them back on ESPN Bleacher Report.
What do they have to do to earn your love back?
Get the next two dubs.
They have to go 2 for 2. What if they lose one?
This is difficult because I don't want to lose to Maryland at home, but I also really, 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 really want a road game that win.
A road win.
Road game win, yes.
Okay.
But I don't know. I cannot be mad at them for too long, I guess.
I know.
It's
that's
just not
the
in
thing.
My nature.
That's the thing.
But honestly, it's like, Michigan I need some time apart.
Do you remember before the
it's been all in with Michigan basketball since like the Big Ten tournament.
You guys should have seen us
year.
Over the summer. We watched the Big Ten tournament in a day, and then I think we did it again the next day.
Yeah. I like went like 2-3 weeks watching a Michigan basketball game every night before going to sleep.
When Michigan football does what it does to our hearts, you know,
but it's also just like summer, so there's nothing to watch.
I mean, we watched a lot of summer league,
but even then, I'm like, we watched like half of a summer league game and be like, I'm done.
I watched. Never mind. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you probably watched more than me. But anyways, yeah, I can't be mad at them for too long, so they'll probably be added back eventually, mostly because I need to be updated just for my own sanity. But I think I will like bypass watching these next two and just get the recap because I can't physically like handle it right now.
You know what I told myself when I was like in the shower crying about
Penn State? I did that too. I sent Hannah a snap. I was like taking a shower to hide my tears.
Did you notice I didn't text you for like 2 days or like whenever.
No.
I was like, I refused to respond to that. But when I was in the shower, I was like, you know, all I wanted out of this season was to go into March underrated and then surprise people like we did last year.
Just had to, I guess that's what they're doing, but I don't
like it. It's the
like
thing that we look bad, where I'm like, we look bad. Like, I don't know if we're going to surprise people going into March because we kind of look bad. Anyway, into football news. We don't have any.
Football news? There is no football news.
Is football back in timeout, or are we temporarily letting them out of timeout?
TBH, I don't think I'll ever let them out of timeout.
Other question, is John Beilein in timeout?
No.
Was John Beilein in timeout for the second half of the Penn State game?
Yes.
Was he in your timeout or just in, like, the NCAA's timeout?
NCAA's timeout. John Beilein could never be in timeout for me.
Good. Okay. Do you want to move on to the next seg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this part.
So, if you guys are regular podcast listeners, which I don't think we have any of those
us.
Shout out to our moms.
Yeah.
And like honestly, like my dad, but he just texted me asking me how to listen to it. So
that's what my dad did too. It's just a dad thing.
If you're a regular podcast listener, you know we give superlatives to the players each week.
Yeah.
This week we decided we were gonna put the current 2018-2019 University of Michigan men's basketball team in timeout. So we are regressing. It is now for this segment. Valentine's Day of 2018. Today we beat Iowa 74-59, and here are the superlatives for this game.
Vibe the vibes.
Who vibed the vibes?
Okay, so it was tied between Mar and Duncan, who both had 18 points.
I love how we have them doing that. And an honorable mention goes to Mo Wagner for scoring 14 points.
That was 16.
Maybe 16. I didn't write it down. Do you think that Mo is going to go to the NBA next year?
Perhaps. As such.
I'll really miss him.
If he continues to develop as a player. I guess we'll see what happens in the tournament.
Honestly, maybe we can just see how it pans out.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that a certain Duncan Robinson might have potential in the NBA, but that's kind of a hot take.
Whoa, that is a hot take.
But we'll see.
We got our win guarantee because Duncan Robinson has more than 6 points.
Oh, yeah. Duncan had 18 points, which is actually 3 times 6, and 6 points guarantees a win. So thank you, Duncan.
If Duncan Robinson comes off the bench and scores 6 points, Michigan's almost guaranteed the dub.
Is guaranteed the dub.
Almost guaranteed the dub.
Guaranteed the dub.
Who won? Right, I'm seeing too far into the future.
No, he didn't score 6 points against Villanova.
I thought he did.
No, he was on the bench like the entire. Maybe he did. I'm pretty sure he was on the bench the entire game.
I feel like he did.
This is the future.
I blocked that game. Yeah, right. That's like looking into the future. It's like unclear, you know? It's fuzzy vision. Who's the frosh of the week?
Well, Isaiah Livers, this little freshman young man, vibed in for a few minutes, and he actually made a 3-point shot.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, there's also a little young man named Jordan Poole who has not yet made a buzzer beater, but I can see it in the future.
Whoa. Well,
maybe he has, but not one. Like, to get us into the Sweet 16, but maybe he will in the future.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Wow, this is a great basketball season. I can't wait to see how it pans out.
Me too.
All right, are we going back to it?
All right, now 2019. We're going back to 2019.
Okay, happy 2019.
Happy 2019,
honestly,
everyone.
Great to be here, but not really. We have some other sports news. Do you want to go over college basketball? Because you're apparently a fan of every team except Michigan. Are you a Duke? You said, I'm not even kidding. I don't know if you like blocked this out, but you texted me and said I'm a Duke fan.
I did not say that.
I'm 90% sure you
never
did.
Do that.
Maybe you just said you were watching Duke.
I was watching Duke. That's okay. What, okay, so both Hannah and our friend Bailey called me during the Penn State game, or rather, or the game that shall not be mentioned by me.
You just said
that. I know, I regret it because I just remembered it. And then, they were like, what's happening? I was like, I have no idea. I'm watching Louisville and Duke right now.
And you were like, and I was like, I was literally so lost and confused.
So, yeah, that was probably the game to watch on Tuesday night. It was number, what were they, 16 Louisville versus number 2 Duke. Louisville led by as much as 23 points, but they blew that lead and lost to Duke.
Honestly, they were in the lead at halftime by quite a bit. So then after the Michigan game, I like swore off college basketball. And then like 5 minutes later, I was like, you know, I hope Duke lost. Because if Duke also lost to Louisville, hopefully by a lot, then like, you know, that can maybe redeem us a little bit. Like I'll feel a little bit better. So I just Googled Duke and then it was tied. And then I went back to doing my international studies homework. I was like, I hate this. Okay, anyway, what other stuff happened?
So my new addition of teams that I'm going to watch instead of Michigan is Purdue, but they lost to Maryland.
But that was before you decided.
But that was before I decided to, like, pay attention to Purdue basketball. And then UNC played UVA, and UVA is another team I've decided to watch to expand my horizons out to the ACC.
It takes a lot of teams to fill Michigan's spot in your heart.
It took three.
Good luck getting anything else done.
I mean, this is basically what I did on Tuesday. I watched, like, all of these except for the Purdue game.
Honestly, it was funny. I don't know when the Grammys were, but whenever they were, I was on Twitter, and everyone was tweeting about the Grammys, and then you were just, like, live tweeting, like, 400 basketball games.
That's the most me thing I think I've ever heard in my life. Wisconsin was kind of in like a battle with MSU for a while, but then MSU eventually pulled out the dub, which is kind of disappointing. Still on Wisconsin though. LSU beat Kentucky with a buzzer beater tip-in, which was like pretty sweet if you ask me, because like Kentucky's been on like the rise and like hype and stuff. They're number 5 right now. So, and I also just like when Kentucky loses, you know.
Yeah. Just,
yeah. Anyways, also going off of Kentucky, they're playing number 1 Tennessee on Saturday. So that's a 1-5 matchup, and I will definitely be watching that.
I probably won't. Are you going to be watching that instead of the Michigan game? Or yeah. No, that's probably a night
at
game.
Night, and yeah. I'm working on Saturday, so I definitely have an excuse to not look at Michigan. And I won't get any notifications because Bleacher Report and ESPN will not tell me.
I just had a flashback to when Michigan football lost to Iowa, like my freshman year.
Yes.
And I 2016 immediately,
one.
As soon as the game was lost over,
by a point.
I deleted
horrible.
The ESPN app so I wouldn't get the notification, and I went to bed. And then when I like inevitably woke up in the middle
game.
Of the night, I checked my phone and I still got notifications from Bleacher Report and Sports Illustrated because I forgot to delete those, and it was the worst moment of my life.
Oh, I hated that game. It was the worst. That's why I said like during the Iowa game that like Iowa ruins my life every now and again.
They like to do that.
They really do.
In other basketball news that I don't know if I think it was NCAA, they released their first bracketology. So they had the seeds. It doesn't really mean anything, obviously, because
nope.
We're still a few games out. And this was before the Penn State game.
The
so
what?
It was before that one game. So yeah, it doesn't really matter, but Michigan and Michigan State were both 2 seeds, which I was like, Michigan State shouldn't be a 2 seed, but like whatever.
I agree with that statement. I
yeah,
think that's
like,
my
whatever.
Like when
we
they
really
like, released the like yeah, they did the 4-1 seeds and the 4-2 seeds. I was like, why is MSU anyway? That's a hot take.
Anyway, yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on to like the more important news. Poop Johnson. So apparently,
no, we're not related.
No, not if any relation to Harley Johnson. I wish I had a connection to Poop Johnson.
It's not real.
No, it is real. There's a player in the CFL, which is the Canadian Football League, who recently got signed, and his name is Poop Johnson. He apparently played for Kentucky in college.
I want to be like,
I am like, he's
him.
Literally my hero. I really want to meet him. Apparently, I was watching all these interviews with him at Sweetwaters as I was trying to do homework, and I was just dying because apparently he poops 5 times a day. I just want to know if he's vegan, and his weight fluctuates between 280 pounds and 300 pounds depending on how much he poops. And it makes him a better athlete because when he poops that much, he's like, he's leaner and he can like move more. So I don't know if he's vegan. That's my biggest question.
When this article be like, Poop Johnson found his nickname, or more accurately, Poop found him.
Oh, my hero. Yeah, anyway. That's
yeah,
Poop
we're
Johnson.
Not affiliated.
He's affiliated with me. Can I affiliate myself with him?
I guess if you want to.
I texted my roommate, Lily, like 400 times today. I was just like, remember Poop Johnson? Because every time I put a smile on my face. Poop Johnson is filling the hole in my heart that Michigan basketball fails to fill.
Here we are, two 20-plus-year-olds laughing at poop.
This will never so not funny. Be funny. Also in the sports news, the AAF played their first few games. That's Alliance of American Football, which is sort of an alternative to the NFL that kind of keeps professional football going after the NFL is over, which like Yay. I don't follow NFL games whatsoever, so I don't know why I like felt obligated to watch the AAF, but I did.
Yeah, I didn't even do that, and I watched the NFL.
Have you picked your favorite team yet?
No, I haven't watched the AAF.
Okay, so what I did was I didn't watch anything on Saturday because I was busy doing, and
what?
That sounded so sketchy. I don't remember what I was doing. But the next day, I was like, I need to pick my team. So I was looking through the rosters. Apparently, Denard Robinson is a running back for the Atlanta Legends. So I was like, that's my team. And then they had played the Orlando something or other, yeah, the day before. So I watched the highlights. It was a horrible loss, and that's when I knew that that team was a good fit for me.
That's some tea.
But there's other Michigan grads or like former Michigan players in the AAF. Ty Isaac, Damian Smith, Channing Stribling. Yeah, there are all these people where
Whoa.
I'm like,
I should check it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, and some really big like breaking news from like every sports outlet ever. Kyler Murray, everybody, has officially decided what he's going to do with his life. Or rather, like, what major league team he's going to get. Millions of dollars from.
Well, he has to pay back his signing bonus to the Athletics. So, like, he better make a lot of money. Hopefully it's in a bank somewhere.
He'll be fine.
But, yeah, Kyler.
He has job security.
I wish I could live the life of Kyler Murray.
I have two job offers. Will I play in the MLB or will I play in the NFL? Who is to say but myself?
He chose football. For obvious reasons, other than football being stupid and dumb, but
perhaps because he like actually wants to be like seen because
no one watches baseball. I mean, I'm sure people do, but
being such a
no one watches
bet.
Baseball.
Yes.
Also, DBT to how Shea is like
on the same like left.
Wait, is he on the Athletics?
No,
the majors.
Yeah. He signed with them.
Okay, now, do you want to move on to the most important news of the week?
Oh, yeah, this is absolutely the most important news.
I, like, really, like, I need answers.
Truly? Okay, so, probably once every time DJ Wilson posts an Insta story, one of us sends it to the other.
DJ Wilson, I'm just going to say, he has the best Instagram aesthetic I have
great
ever seen. I'm not, like, every night before I go to bed, I scroll through all his photos, and I send most of them to Harley, which she's probably like, you've already sent me this.
I think we send the same picture
The, like, pay yourself and know yourself one.
Yeah, like, constantly.
His Insta, I just want to know what filter
DJ,
he uses.
If you ever listen to this, can you please hang out with us?
They all look so good on his feed. Like, they just, they look beautiful together.
Do you want to hang out with DJ one day?
Yes. I just want, I don't even need to hang out with him. I just want him to edit my pictures for Instagram. But I would also like to hang out with him.
I think you would have to, like, hang out with him to, like, get your photos edited.
Yeah, that's
specifically your neck tattoo.
Yeah, guys, I got a tattoo.
Okay, so in the news of DJ's Insta aesthetic.
That was such a rant.
We like goofed in gigs right now. So
honestly, yeah.
All of his photos were like one of the days were like upside down. And I'm like, is that an Insta aesthetic?
I was
or like, why?
Is this an aesthetic? Like, they were, because whenever the Bucks tag him in a photo, he adds it to his story.
Yes.
So, but he. Doubt. Yes, except for some of them. Sometimes I go through the box and I'm like, you didn't add this one, so I guess it didn't match the
well,
aesthetic.
He like definitely like picks and chooses based off his aesthetic.
Like the one for his lunchbox, he really likes those ones.
I don't know if that's a lunch. I don't know what it is, but I call it a lunchbox.
Yeah,
I'm four. So.
Anyway, all the pictures that he added to his story, he like turned them upside down.
They were.
Do you think it was an Ariana Grande reference?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Perhaps as such,
DJ
because
Wilson
the next day
Ariana
they were
Grande
all normal.
Yeah.
The next
anyway,
day they were right side up.
I want to know if that was an aesthetic, because if so, I will implement it into my Instagram. Follow me at hannah.hershey.
Yes. DJ, if you're listening to this, why were your photos up right now?
And just teach us your ways.
And teach us your ways.
Because I went on the other Bucks players' Instagrams, and none of them, like, they all have good quality photos, so obviously the Bucks have, like, people taking their pictures.
Duh.
But like DJ clearly edits his pictures because none of them have that filter that he uses.
What filter is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's Visco because it has this weird like little green. Anyway, that's next news.
I thought we were ignoring that.
Yeah, this is news we don't care about. Justin Fields is eligible to play at OSU, but yeah,
whatever.
Official stance is we don't care. It doesn't matter yet. Do you want to move on to the fail list?
Yeah, I don't even know what those said.
So we have our fail list for this week. Honestly, our fail list segment has been lacking for some reason, but...
Has it?
Okay, our fail list segment's really good this week. I just feel like the first week we introduced it, it was like, there were a lot of fails, but I feel like we've honestly been like succeeding, so... Who needs a fail list? But we have some fails this week. Sorry, I'm not making any sense. Do you want to say the first fail?
No.
The first fail. This actually makes me really sad. I don't know if I want to say it. The first fail is the University of Michigan men's basketball team. Specifically losing to the worst team in the Big Ten Conference. This is Harley wrote this. Michigan can't overcome early deficits. Scary. That sounds like a Donald Trump tweet.
I hate that you said that.
But yeah, I don't want to put the team on the list, but maybe like
I'm putting the team
their
on
game,
the, list.
The way they play.
I'm putting
the way they play.
The team in the game.
And the refs.
Ugh.
The officiating crew can get on the fail list.
They make my skin crawl.
Okay, next on our fail list is that apparently, so like some Clemson players were like, they took a drug test, as you do in the NCAA occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
And it came positive for some PEDs. Well, are you supposed to say PEDs?
You think they're PEDs?
I feel like it's PEDs, performance enhancing drugs. And Dabble was like, I might have given to them on accident.
On accident?
I was like,
how are you lying through your teeth like that?
Well, he's like, I don't know about this, but I could have done an accident. And I'm just imagining if, like, Jim Harbaugh tried to pull that and said it was, like, in their, like, milk. And
I was like, yeah, Jim Harbaugh would be like, I accidentally gave them a steak or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I don't think Jim Harbaugh would get away with that. But Dabo's America's sweetheart, since he beat
Nick Saban, the devil.
Yeah, so I guess he can get away with it. I don't know if there have been any developments to that news, because that was like last week. I just thought that was funny.
Oh, am I supposed to say what I was going to say?
If you want.
Wait, pose the question again.
Dabo accidentally... Wait, what?
Yeah, keep going.
Dabo accidentally gave PEDs to his team.
Was that before or after they ate cheeseburgers at the White House?
Which is a hot take because hot take. We honestly could. Well, there was no staff at the White House because there was a shutdown. But could Donald Trump himself have put PEDs?
No, when the bark then
in the Chick-fil- or it wasn't even Chick-fil-A. It was it like wasn't it Chick-fil-A. Was Wendy's. and the Wendy's. So I don't know if maybe we need another whatever it's called, like investigation.
You know what? Like, do it to them.
Like an FBI investigation to see if they're paid. Do it to them. Okay, moving on. Next on the fail list is the Grammys. Just because the Grammys just give me like PTSD to when I was a hardcore believer.
Oh, yeah.
And like he lost Best New Artist to like a violinist and everyone sent her hate tweets.
Do you mean see, man? Oh, man. I was pissed.
Yeah. Did you watch the Grammys?
No.
Yeah, not me either. It seems stupid. I mean, shout out to all those artists perfecting their craft, but like, nah. I can't sit through that.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Special say. Are we ready? We have some Valentine's Day stuff for you because you guys are Valentine's.
Yes, you guys are our Valentine's.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. So Harley is going to, do you want to tell me what you're going to do?
I'm going to just, I don't know what these are. They're just like corny Valentines that
they're
I made.
They're pickup lines.
They're like really just like corny Valentines.
No, they're pickup lines.
Sure. this isn't a pickup line, but this is a Valentine.
It's a pickup line, but whatever.
Just listen. Okay. Roses are red. We like to wear maize and blue.
That's stupid.
But I just got to say, I'm now a fan of Purdue.
Oh my gosh, you
beat
that one.
They beat MSU in basketball, and they beat Ohio State in football.
Other than, obviously,
straight love for Purdue.
Spike puts love for Purdue in my heart, but like, no, that was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're welcome, everybody. Boiler up. Okay, this one is just for you. Mm-mm. Are you Charles Matthews' smile? Because you light up my whole world.
Specifically a smile during games.
Yeah.
I'd like to reiterate.
I'll get myself thrown out of a game defending you, Valentine.
Aww. Are you Ethan Happ? Who are you?
I'm John Beeline.
Oh, I think you meant defending, like...
Like, defending you.
I think you just meant foul trouble.
Like, defending like your defending. Honor, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You make my heart race like the Michigan-Houston game.
I hated that game. Everyone looks back on that as, like, the best game of all time, and I'm like, are we going to forget that we were miserable for the entire duration of it?
Hannah?
It makes me so uncomfortable when people call me Hannah. I know that's my name, but, like, no one calls me that.
Han?
Yes.
Remember Trey Burke?
Yeah. Am I supposed to be, like, responding to all of these? Because I feel like it's kind of awkward that I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to go to a Skyrockets game, Han?
Yes! I hope that that's how my future husband proposes to me.
You're my made shot at the buzzer.
Made a shot.
Yeah. I made the shot. You're the like joy that comes with the made shot at the buzzer.
Aw.
Don't fumble my heart, Valentine.
So, are you going to name any names?
Can I go John O'Court?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think I have one more. No, I have two.
Oh.
I'm not afraid to finish the season like Michigan basketball. I mean, football. Oops. Michigan football. Michigan basketball hasn't finished their season yet.
Michigan football never finished their season.
Yeah, that's just a disgrace.
It just didn't. I don't think anything happened.
How dare
after
you do that to your Valentine's?
After the Indiana game, I didn't see anything after that.
I'm making a beeline to your heart.
Also, shout out to Ori. If you're listening to this, my friend Ori refuses to say anything except Baleen, and it like genuinely makes me mad.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, and now I have some poetry that, although I am an English major and a creative spirit, I did not write any of this
and
poetry.
And I'm a comm major and kind of a creative spirit.
Honestly, like, yeah.
Thanks.
So SB Nation, who is, like, our, like,
father.
That was weird. That was actually really weird.
That was so weird.
That was uncomfy.
Oh my god.
SB Nation did this, like, roses are red, violets are blue, quote this with a sports poem, and we might retweet you. So I'm going to read you some of them.
I feel like I should send them mine than I did.
Roses are red, Tom Brady is scary, what kind of weirdo won't eat a strawberry?
What?
Dude, he's never had a strawberry.
That's so weird. I did not know that.
He's also never had coffee. But like
coffee?
Yeah. Oh. But when asked about a strawberry, he's like, that's not something I could ever see myself doing.
Anyway.
My dad. This is Scott Bell on Twitter. Roses are red, violets are blue. A senior at Michigan State has never gotten past round two.
Hey, that's good.
And then this is another tea at Michigan State from Scott Bell. Roses are red, violets are blue. MSU's greatest athletic achievement is something U of M's punter failed to do.
Hey, did you? Bailey sent me one of those. I'm going to find it.
Honestly, like on that one, I would, if I were to do some prosody analysis on that. What was it?
Roses are red, violets are blue. MSU's yardage total versus Michigan was 96-2.
Oh, that was Scott Bell also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on fire today. I should send it to my English 314 professor.
Did you picture of, like, my dad's, like, weird Bitmoji thing, but it's not, like, Bitmoji? Isn't that
honestly
creepy?
Very nice.
Okay.
This is, okay, this is a Northwestern one that I just thought was funny. It's from Inside NU, which is the SB Nation Northwestern blog. Roses are red, violets are blue. Northwestern won the Big Ten West. Because Jimmy Tito won Northwestern won the Big Ten West.
It was anyone's game, truly.
That was so funny.
Lose one game, you can still win the Big Ten West.
That's the funniest thing that's ever happened in my life. Remember when they became bowl eligible the same day that they won the Big Ten West?
It's not that hard to do, apparently.
Anyway.
Remember when they gave us a heart attack?
Yeah.
Like,
wait, like, I don't even remember playing. Oh, yeah.
It was 20-17.
That was a horrible day.
It was a horrible experience, personally. I think that's when I knew that things were going to go bad.
Do you remember when I wore a Northwestern sweatshirt when Northwestern played Ohio State, forgetting that I am cursed?
Oh, come on.
Okay, so our next segment is probably the only reason you're listening to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite a reaction.
That wasn't me, just so you know.
As you guys know, last week I debuted, call it what you will, a new special segment, Tom Brady fan fictions. I found a fan fiction on Wattpad called I Love You Maybe, which is Tom Brady.
I Love You Maybe.
Yeah, it's like Call Me Maybe, but like I Love You Maybe. So just a step further. But so if you recall, we're with our waiter, Catherine. and it ended when, for some reason, the entire Pads team vibed in, and Tom Brady was like, can I have some milk? And that was our little cliffhanger. We're like, is he going to get the milk?
He needs some milk.
Get the boy some milk. Except that he doesn't consume milk, I don't think. Okay, so.
He doesn't consume strawberry milk for sure.
Oh, yeah, no. That's out of the question.
Do you remember when people did that in, like, elementary school?
Oh, yeah, I totally signed up for the strawberry milk list.
Oh, that's
it was
so
pink.
Gross.
That's my color.
I hate strawberry ice cream, so I definitely didn't do that. Anywho.
Anyway, okay.
Did Tom Brady get milk? We'll find out.
Okay. Should Catherine have a southern accent?
No.
What kind of accent should she have?
Just like Norm.
Norm?
Keep going.
Yeah, do you want me to bring out a couple pictures for you guys so you can have refills? I ask. Wow, I swear she can read our mind, Danny says. I will take that as a yes. And I come back with glasses and silverware for all of them. I bring out two pitchers of milk at a time. Wow, a girl as small and cute as you actually has some muscles, Tom flirts, and I blush. Yeah, I can probably lift more than you guys, I joke. Is that a challenge? Tom asks. Maybe it is. I respond with a smirk.
Smirk.
She's feisty. I like it. Jared chuckles. All these guys are really into Catherine. Not really. Just outgoing, I would call it. I respond with a giggle. That was a giggle. Are you going to the game today? Tom asks. Why are they going to this diner on their game day? No, I have to work. I sigh with a frown. Aw, I was hoping you would come.
Okay.
To cheer us on, Tom.
You'd be like, are you going to the game? But she's clearly lugging milk as part of the job. What an idiot.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to skip a little bit because it just keeps going on. Can you lovebird stop flirting? I'm hungry, Jared says with a smirk, which makes me blush a deep shade of red. And Tom starts laughing. What do you guys want to eat? I ask in a shy tone. Oh, that wasn't a shy tone. What do you guys want to eat? I ask in a shy tone. We will all just have three pancakes, an omelet, scrambled eggs, and bacon. Danny speaks for all three of them. That's our cliffhanger. Will they get the three pancakes, an omelet, scrambled eggs, and bacon? Tune in next week to find out.
Oh, my God.
Okay. we have our fun segment now. Get off the floor.
I'm like mega confused as to
get off the floor.
Thought they were like flirting when they were like, can I bring you milk?
Because they were blushing a deep shade of red.
Yeah, but like, how is it flirting?
Stand up. Okay.
Oh, Ryan.
We have another new segment. It's probably going to be the only time we do this segment. It's really a one-time thing.
Because it's in honor of Valentine's Day and, like, love and stuff.
Yeah. If you guys aren't familiar with Valentine's Day, like, it's just related to love.
So we'll go back to, like, our one love. Our one...
Our
one...
Is one life. For sure.
For sure, yeah. Let me tell you one time.
I got chocolate in my pants. If you guys... This is kind of one where, like... We're really going to be crowd pleasers with this one because if you're sports fans, you know about, like, drafts. For example, the NFL draft, the NBA draft. I believe there's an MLB draft.
Yeah, there's drafts all around.
Drafts left and right, honestly. But we are going to draft our favorite Justin Bieber songs. Top five. Our starting lineup for our top five Justin Bieber love songs. Specifically love songs. So,
yeah.
Do you have the first pick?
My first pick.
On the clock, Early Johnson.
My first pick. Which one do I want? Up.
Ooh,
off of My World 2.0.
That's a good one. All right, my first pick, You Smile. Also off of My World 2.0. He wrote that one for the fans, but I always thought it was just for me.
Okay. Am I next?
Yeah. Unless it's a snake draft. It's a snake draft. Am I going? No, we'll just...
I have the next pick. And that will be As Long As You Love Me, featuring Big Sean.
Oh, that's a classic. Okay. You haven't picked any of my picks so far. This is good. My number two pick. It's an unorthodox choice, but it's important. All I Want for Christmas Is You, super festive version, which, if you're wondering, is the version that's featuring Justin Bieber.
It's not on my list.
But it's a good love song. It's a good song.
It's a good choice. All right. So my third selection will be No Pressure.
Ooh, that is a good song. Is that a love song, though? Because it's You Don't Need to Make Your Mind Up.
You ain't gonna make your mind up right now.
So it's like in the future.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a great song. Off of Purpose.
Okay, I'm bringing back one that, like, I don't think that many people know, but it's such a good song. I believe it's off of Believe. It's called Die in Your Arms.
That is off of Believe.
Isn't it a great song? That's my number three pick.
Okay, so my number four pick in this Justin Bieber draft would be Overboard.
That's also not a love song. Well, I guess it is.
And I Need Your Love. Pull Me Up, I Can't Swim on My Own. Yes, it is.
I feel like it's a breakup song. It's like a breakup song, but like, don't break up with me. Okay, whatever. I'll let you have it.
I'll let you have the
starting lineup.
So good.
It's a good song. Do you prefer the Miley Cyrus version or the Jessica Jarrell?
The OG.
OG?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do love Miley.
Yeah.
Okay, are we on four? My number four pick is Favorite Girl. Specifically, the YouTube video Bieber Cash. Do you remember that?
Oh my lord. Got transported. That was so like, acoustic?
Yeah, acoustic. Yeah. But it's not so like from acoustic. My World's Acoustic, from like the YouTube video where he's singing to Taylor Swift.
It's very good acoustic.
Yes.
I almost put that on my list, but I didn't. Okay, so my last one will probably be Stuck in the Moment.
Mm, That's a good song. That's actually like an actual good song that I like to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't really know what it's about.
That's on My World 2.0.
No, but like, what is it about?
I don't know. I was just telling people that's where it was from if they wanted to
listen. If I'm gonna look it up.
If you ever wanna look it up.
Yeah, Stuck in the Moment. Good
those
song.
Are my top five.
Okay, my number five pick might be the best love song of all time. What? Never Let You Go.
Oh, I have that on my list.
That is not a good song.
It's so
that's
good.
A good song.
That's so good.
All right, we'll see how. I mean, I guess we'll never see how our draft picks go, but I'm happy with my starting lineup. I got all my top. We didn't have anything from each other's lists.
Yeah, well, I had Never Let You Go.
That's true, but we didn't have anything from each other's
lists. But, like, I didn't, like, pick it because I had the other ones. Honorable mention goes out to Runaway Love.
My honorable mentions go to One Less Lonely Girl, Fall, and One Time.
Yeah, pretty much. I almost picked Fall, too, but I was like, nah.
Fall was my favorite song off of Believe when it first came out.
You
it was like the caption of my
share
profile
Omaha
picture.
Mall.
Yes. If any of you guys aren't OG believers, you might not be familiar with Omaha Mall or like Dan Cantor.
I wrote this song for you.
Yeah. Look those up. Those are good songs. Probably Omaha Mall. Dan Cantor only has one line.
Omaha Mall.
Our last. Oh, this flew by. I'm kind of sad.
You know that we bought at the Omaha Mall.
And then it was like, Kenny Hamilton, tell him how it is. Omaha Mall. Omaha Mall.
You know that we bought at the Omaha Mall.
That was so cringy.
What a time. It was cringy then. It was cringy right at this moment that we did it.
Yeah.
But like... You were hardcore.
Kenny Hamilton tweeted my best friend in middle school. Have I ever told you that?
I think you did.
We were like in a fight and like she was like Hannah and then Kenny Hamilton was like following her because we were both Justin Bieber fan accounts. Like my username was The Beeb Fact and hers was J Drew Beebs Facts. But
it's like Kenny, the same thing.
Yeah. We would like go around our classrooms and write our usernames on the whiteboards in school so that
what
people would like
mine?
Follow us. But
I changed mine a bunch of times.
When she was tweeting about how much she hated me, well, I don't know what she was tweeting, but Kenny Hamilton was like, you must speak to her, but in order to speak, you must first listen. And I was honestly like, I was like, to you.
Truth, Kenny. I wish I remembered what my Justin Bieber Twitter was. I changed it to a One Direction one.
A traitor. That's
not
you
even
can see where she gets it. That's how she can so easily hop ship and go from Michigan to a Wisconsin and Purdue fan. She went from a Justin Bieber Twitter account to a One Direction Twitter account. Once a traitor, always a traitor.
Let me just be real. That's when Justin Bieber started tanking as a person.
That's when I started following Michigan basketball.
And then One Direction came around in like 2011 for me. So then I was like a hybrid of both.
That's true.
And then Justin Bieber like peed in a bucket and I was like, I'm done.
The bucket peeing, I defended him for that. I think it was when he like was on the Great Wall of China and like mooned everybody. That's when I was like,
I know, because everyone like every time like he did something like stupid and like rambunctious, like people would like message me and be like, Harley, what gives? I'm like, I don't run his life.
I was like, he's just a 16 or like 18 year old boy. He's under a lot of pressure right now.
19. Yeah. 19, 20, doing dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But
at any rate, once a traitor, always a traitor.
I'm not a traitor.
We have one tiny
boy band since I was
born. And it's our fantasy G League update, which I don't know why we keep this in every week because I still haven't confirmed my password for like added any to my roster for
fantasy G League.
No, they email me like every couple days and tell me that my team is like invalid, but we
because
do have
there's nobody on it.
We have two updates. Our first is that apparently Zach Griffin is in the G League,
and we had no idea.
I thought he was playing in Europe. Maybe he just vibed over to the United States of America.
He did.
I don't know, but perhaps maybe he's been in the G League this whole time. Who knows?
Who honestly knows?
Where does he play in the G League? Yeah, that's TMI.
I was like, whoa.
Do you want to say the next announcement?
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay, so Hannah sent me this on Insta. So the Sioux Falls Skyforce posted
my favorite team.
Yeah. Probably like our favorite team.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was looking at, I wanted merch and I was on their website and like their sweatshirts so are like $100. And I was like, are they like that diehard of like Skyforce fans that nope. people are paying that?
Make an off brand one.
Can we do that? Can we go to like underground printing and like make like fake false Skyforce?
You probably could. Anyway, so as a marketing ploy, PR, whatever, nonsense, they picked Duncan Robinson. And I was like, genius move on their part.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson was like, they had the swipe thing where they had a bunch of Valentines, and Duncan Robinson was like that. Like, he's first like the only photo. One. No, you could swipe. There were more.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I only saw the one.
Because you didn't swipe.
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't bother to.
But he was the first one they chose, and I was like...
Oh, there is.
Yeah, there are more. But oh, I was like, yeah, honestly, smart marketing move, because, like, Duncan Robinson...
Is everyone's Valentine.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson's still my Valentine. We rewatched a game from last year, and we're like... That three-pointer is beautiful.
It truly is. It's like poetry in itself.
Honestly, that was poetry in itself. Also, like, yeah, no, that's all I'm going to say about that. Do you have anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Stay tuned to see if I ever have Michigan back.
Yeah, whatever. We also, I know we said this last week, but we might have a special guest next week. We're Perhaps. Talking to some people. We're having our people talk to some people's people. And
aren't we the people?
And we're the people. And the people are also the people. Also, our podcasts, I don't know. So our podcasts are available under Maize and Brew Podcast on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and directly on Maize and Brew. So please subscribe and rate and tell your friends and family and tell your Valentine, honestly.
Yeah, tell your Valentine.
And like maybe listen to it.
Together.
That would be, honestly, if you want to fall in love, listen to this together.
And think it's any of like top five Justin Bieber songs.
And listen to Omaha Mall together. You can find our podcast on... I don't
on
know
why. What, on which one?
I don't know why I wanted you to go with my sentence.
We only did that once, and that was saying father, and we won't do it again. Okay, so you can find our podcast, Twitter, and Insta at ViewsFromPod. So hit it up, follow it, like our stuff, spread the word, retweet.
Tell your Valentine. Double slide into the DMs if you want to be our Valentine.
Yeah, and like, if you have an idea of like what we should call Charles Matthews.
Or like any other questions that we ask throughout this, like what G League team Zach Irvin is in.
And like why DJ's photos are upside down.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions.
We have a lot of questions.
As previously stated, because you probably just listened to this whole podcast. We're really like, we just don't want this to end. Also, you can find us on Insta and Twitter. We're Social Gas. That was weird. You can find me on Instagram at hannah.harshy. Harshy is H-A-R-S-H-E, so it's Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H dot Harshy, H-A-R-S-H-E.
Oh, my.
And then at Twitter, hannah_h227.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and both of them are at harley_johnsonx. And that's all we got for you. Hopefully you had a love-filled day.
We love you guys.
We do love you. Go Blue.
You just said it.
Yeah, I'm proud.